Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. The first reading for today is February 6th, which is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And we read from Isaiah 6, 1-2, and then 3-8. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." This is Isaiah 6, 1-2 and 3-8. Do we ever ask the Lord that, "Lord, I want to follow you more closely. Here I am. Send me. Use me." You know, there's so much gossip that consumes us, and it's not what the Lord wants. Doesn't mean that it's terribly, terribly evil most of the time, although it could be. It could destroy the reputation of another, and that would be very serious. Please don't gossip. Please. We want to be in the position of what the last line of the first reading said. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." If you have gifts that you're not using, think about sharing them with others. Talk about what you're not doing so well, what you need to improve upon. Get your friends to walk with you as you will walk with them. God wants us to just be on the right track, brothers and sisters. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. That's a good song to pray every day. Don't turn away from me, Lord. I know I've done this, and I know this is wrong. And I ask forgiveness. I go to confession if I need to. But brothers and sisters, look at the Psalms. Look at the beauty of them. From mankind, from all eternity, we all have the same problems. We do. Ask God. God, what did you tell them back then? How did they learn? Read the Gospels more carefully. Because there's a lot in there of what God said to his people. Open your hearts to that. The second reading for this Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, 1-11. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, Christ appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me, for I am the least of the apostles, not fitted to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them. Not I, however, but the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and you believed. Brothers and sisters, when those first apostles went out, began to preach, can you imagine what that must have been like? People listening, people eager to hear what God would say. How do you pay attention to the readings when you go to Mass on Sundays? Do you read the readings during the week, even if you can't get to Mass? Do you ponder the Word of God? That's what we need to do, ponder the Word of God. And now we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1-11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the Word of God, he was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their tents. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Brothers and sisters, God has shown us not like in those first days, but there's so many things that have happened in our lives. And when the door of our car wasn't closed tight and it swung open and there was nobody there, thank God. Nobody was killed, nobody was hurt. Ask God, help me, save me, walk with me, take care of me. Most of the time he leaves us by ourselves. But sometimes in certain situations, you'll get a thought will come to your head. And you'll say, wow, I never thought of that. Is that good? If it's good, ask somebody. Ask your pastor. Could this be God's word to me? Don't be afraid. God loves you. You see, brothers and sisters, God loves us so deeply. He loves us so deeply. There's one who's listed now as a servant of God, Walter Chiswick, a Jesuit priest, who wrote this with regard to this gospel. Though our situation may have been somewhat unique, the temptation to give up was not. It is the same temptation faced by everyone who has followed a call and found that the realities of life were nothing like the expectations he had in the first flush of his vision and his enthusiasm. It is a temptation that comes to anyone, for example, who has entered religious life with a burning desire to serve God and Him alone, only to find that the day-to-day life in religion is humdrum and pedestrian. Equally as filled with moments of human misunderstanding, daily routines, and distractions. It is the same temptation faced by young couples in marriage when the honeymoon is over and they must face a seemingly endless existence in the same old place and the same old way. It is the temptation to say, this life is not what I thought it would be. This is not what I bargained for. It's not at all what I wanted either. If I had known it would be like this, I would never have made this choice. I would never have made this promise. You must forgive me, God, but I want to go back. You cannot hold me to a promise made in ignorance. You cannot expect me to keep a covenant based on faith without any previous knowledge of the true facts of life. It is not fair. I never thought it would be like this. I simply cannot stand it, and I will not stay. I will not serve. I will not serve. And then one day, together, it dawned on Father Nestroff and me. God granted us the grace to see the solution to our dilemma. It was the grace, quite simply, to look at our situation from His viewpoint rather than for ours. It was the grace not to judge our efforts by human standards or by what we ourselves wanted or expected to happen, but rather according to God's design, with the real word ordained by God and governed ultimately by His will. This is from Walter Chiswick. He's the author of He Leadeth Me. I would encourage you to read that book. He has a lot to say to all of us. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.